Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 54th verse of chapter Nur.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول فإن تولوا فإنما عليه ما حمل وعليكم ما حملتم وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ
Say, obey Allah and obey the Messenger. But if you turn away, then upon him is only that duty with which he has been charged, and upon you is that with which you have been charged. And if you obey him, you will be rightly guided. And there is not upon the messenger except the responsibility for clear notification.
Regarding this holy verse, dear listeners, we mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ was commissioned to convey Allah's commandment to all people, whether they accept it or not. But whatever this was, it was a very heavy load on the shoulders of the people. And that's why the Holy Quran says, وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ. Therefore, we read in a narration by Imam Baqir alayhi salam about the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his progeny, who said, O those who recite the Holy Quran, be in awe of Allah Almighty, be pious towards his book that is a burden on your shoulder, because both you and I are responsible. So this is really interesting because both the Prophet and the people who were listening to him or probably not accepting his words, they were all having this Holy Quran as burden. And this is why it says, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِمَا حُمِّلْ It will be on his shoulder what is imposed on him. وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ And on you is what is imposed on you. So this is what this tradition suggests. The Prophet says, because both you and I are responsible. But why is the Holy Prophet ﷺ responsible? This narration by Imam Baqir alayhi salam continues that the Prophet says, I am responsible for conveying its message to you. And you are also responsible before Allah's book and my practice and my sunnah that are on your shoulder. So you have to obey them.
على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
فيه الفؤاد الجماد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, as you noticed, the beginning of the verse suggests قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ. The word أَطِيعُ has been repeated in the beginning of the verse, so the repetition of the Quranic phrase أَطِيعُ or obey indicates that the Prophet ﷺ has got two missions. One is declaration of revelation, obeying Allah, and the other is declaring governmental rules, which is obeying the messenger of the Almighty Allah. So both these territories need to be covered in the invitation of the Holy Prophet. So he was commissioned to talk about them both. The second point regarding the verse is that in the Holy Quran, we encounter some instances that contain two commandments from the side of Allah mentioned together, and both of them must be carried out, and doing one of them is not enough. And frankly, doing one of them is not acceptable. For example, the Almighty Allah suggests that faith and deeds must accompany each other. So the verse says, those who believe and do righteous deed. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Also, ritual prayers and alms tax. And the verse of the Quran says, and keep up the prayer and pay the poor rates. Or expressing gratitude to Allah and parents together. Be grateful to me and to both your parents. And obeying Allah and His Messenger in this case. أَطِيعُ اللَّهِ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger. So, we have many instances in the Holy Quran that two actions must accompany each other. And the third and last point regarding the verse is that in the Holy Quran, the sentence, but if you turn away, is used many times. So, in our case, the verse says, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. So, in all cases, it is used for sympathizing with the Prophet ﷺ so that he would not get discouraged about his mission concerning people's inattention and heedlessness. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry, and this went fixed.